Attorney Gail Trotter joins me right now. You can find out more about Gail on GailTrotter.com. And she has testified before Congress on Second Amendment and gun control issues. And she has a lot of interesting thoughts about what El Presidente has been up to the last few days. Actually, the last 7 years, really. Gail, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you, Bill.
Great to have you here, too. Now, there was a big deal that was brought out the other day about the executive orders, and I'm kind of seeing different points of view about this. Some are saying that nothing that was illegal before is more illegal today, or nothing that was legal then is now illegal, and that it's a lot of show. And then I ended up watching a bit of that CNN town hall last night, and it appears that he's certainly greasing the skids for more actions in the future. You, as an attorney, looking at it, having testified about gun control issues in the Second Amendment, how do you break this down? What do you think?
Yes, it's typical for Obama when he doesn't get his way with Congress that he tries to go around our legislature and passing and debating laws by our representatives to use not only his bully pulpit, which no one would disagree with, that he can use his rhetorical skills to convince the Americans that changes need to be made, but he also relies on the pen and the phone. And we saw another example of this on the Second Amendment privileges we all cherish this week. And when he went forward with these executive actions that he rolled out, he was trying to say that they were modest, that they might save, you know, even though they wouldn't have saved anyone from the recent mass shootings that are obviously terrifying and upsetting to all Americans.
Sure.
He says that these are just modest things. But the truth is that he's putting out there a chilling effect. The regulations that he is trying to promote would put everybody in jeopardy. So he's trying to use the weight of his office to create this vagueness, this ease about whether or not law-abiding citizens are going to find themselves in the maw of the government if they cross over the line, when the Obama administration has not even made it clear what the line is. And that is a fundamental principle of law, that you need to understand what's wrong in order to prevent people from doing things that are criminal in the first place.
That's very interesting. I had not considered this. So this is really propaganda to make you not even want to consider going into the firearm zoning arena. Is that pretty much what you were saying? I just want to make sure I understand it.
Yeah, essentially it's trying to tell, it's a narrative that he's creating. He said this in the town hall with Anderson Cooper last night, and the left has repeatedly said this, that people are more likely to be harmed in a gun in their home when the facts and the statistics do not show that people use guns defensively over 2 million times per year. And over 90% of violent crimes that Americans experience do not involve the assailant having a firearm. So if you allow law-abiding people to have firearms, they can reverse the balance of power. Guns are the great equalizer. That's what I was able to testify to Congress about in 2013. And all of these executive actions that he is, you know, touting are essentially telling law-abiding people, we're not going to give you the exact rules. And if you want to make sure that you don't wind up in legal jeopardy, then it's just safer for you, not only in terms of your personal safety from accidents or bad things that might happen, which the statistics do not show, but also you might face legal jeopardy if you cross one of these lines.
That's really interesting, Gail. I would concur there. I did find it interesting. I didn't see it because I ended up joining the town hall last night late. I'd forgotten about it. And then I remember, oh, yeah, this is when they're going to be getting together and doing the propaganda piece here. But I did read that the president told a rape victim who had showed up to the town hall meeting that a firearm could not have protected her. And
yes,
did you, outrageous. Yeah, did you catch that?
Oh, I definitely did. And that was the fundamental part of my testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee, is that gun control has a disproportionate effect on women, because over 90% of violent crime occurs without women. So women who face violent attack, if they choose to have a firearm, it gives them a fighting chance. So for President Obama to lecture this rape victim, mother of two young children, and tell her that essentially she could be more harmed by having a gun And he made this ridiculous assertion that I want to make sure that your rape assailant or somebody like him, if he gets out of jail, can't go get a firearm and harm somebody else. He is. It's not. It's deliberate misleading of the American people, and that's what makes me so outraged.
All you have to do is take a look at there was a popular meme picture that went around a while back, and I know this is a little. Well, that's not really off the topic. But there were some liberal anti-gun groups that were saying out there that what rape victims should do is, you remember that one about urinating on the victim? You know, you should be urinating on yourself so that way that you turn off the potential rapist and all this and that and the other. And then they had next to it saying the conservative response would be that you pull out your Glock pointing at the potential rapist and then he urinates on himself. And I kind of went, yeah, you know, that's kind of it. So President Obama is really advocating that all the potential rape victims out there perhaps urinate on themselves and just turn themselves. Let's blame the victim and make sure that the victim is no.
Right. It is blaming the victim because, you know, rape is not about sex. It's about power. And if you want to resist something like that from happening, then you better have a stronger line of defense. And apart from that, I wrote this piece for the Daily Caller this week talking about how gun rights are our last remaining bulwark against mass oppression and genocide in our country. If you look back at the history of the 20th century, 70 million mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters were murdered by their oppressive government. And the problem is in those countries, they did not have the Second Amendment. They did not have a fundamental protection, a right to defend themselves. And then the governments, when they went south, they had the ability to impose this oppression on their populations, and in some cases, start a genocide. And so I quote in this op-ed from a amicus brief that was filed with the Supreme Court by the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And they had the example of how a small number of Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto during Nazi Germany days were able to resist the Nazi death machine for over a month. And this happened in several other places. And Jews who were in those areas that had firearms available to them, they had a higher survival rate from the Holocaust than Jews in other parts of occupied Germany and occupied Europe that did not have access to firearms. We forget that.
Oh, we forget that very easily. And a lot of times that people will misinterpret what the Second Amendment is about. And this is why I sometimes, in fact, I was called by a liberal on my Facebook page the other day, Gail, well, you're just a nut. Because I ended up putting up there, the Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. I mean, certainly that's a nice little side benefit, but the main purpose of it is to shoot the government bastard trying to haul you off and kill you and take you to the gulag. I mean, that's really, ultimately, a right to revolution, which has been sort of, that's been really obscured, I think, in mainstream sources for many, many years. Wouldn't you agree?
It is, and that came up in the CNN town hall meeting with President Obama last night. I don't know if you saw this part, but it was interesting to me and a fascinating observation that the place where President Obama got most animated in his answering of a question was when he was talking about Americans who, as he says, have conspiracy theories against him and what he wants to do. And I would say that that shows that that for him is a weakness. Because he realizes that he's going out there saying that we should take all of these actions at the federal government level that we know would not have stopped the recent mass shootings and we know are not going to prevent violence because there's a lot of data that shows that more guns owned by law-abiding citizens means less crime overall. He goes out there and gets all animated about this in the CNN town hall. And his proposals would not make us safer. So for him, that's a weakness. And it doesn't have to be a conspiracy theory. It's just you continue to march down the road of gun control, which leads to gun registration, which leads to confiscation, which is what the New York Times put in a page one editorial less than a month ago.
So why is it to term what he wants to do? I mean, he's right out there in the open with it. How can that be a conspiracy theory when it's just a fact of conspiracy?
Exactly. And he is just trying to say what the liberal person said to you on your Facebook page, that any Americans who think that this is not common sense, they must be nuts. They must be tinfoil, you know, seeing a conspiracy and everything. But he said it very clearly. you know, Australia confiscated a lot of guns.
He praises that law. By the way, Gail, he praises that law all the time. Same with the UK's gun ban laws, in which they confiscated firearms from their people.
Right. And I think it's so important to remember that violence in the society is not just related to guns. So when you talk, when you focus specifically on gun violence and you inflate the numbers by saying there are 30,000 people who died by gun violence in the last year, two-thirds of that number are suicides. So you're talking about a completely different issue. And when you focus it on gun violence, you're forgetting about all the other violence that Americans live with, rape, assault, violent attack. And we know that as guns owned by law-abiding citizens, the rate climbs, you have less of these violent attacks. So they want to narrow it down. The advocates of gun control want to narrow it down to this issue, which they can't even win on the facts. But if you expand it to the topic of violence generally, they really go astray from basically making sure that our American communities are safer, which is what we all want.
Gail, you did a great job on this op-ed piece. I'm going to link to this, too, on the Daily Caller, dailycaller.com. And it's where tyranny thrives. And it goes through the history, history showing that the president's push to limit gun rights is the first step to genocide and oppression. And all you have to do is look at what happened in New York, too. They required the registration of long guns several years ago. And also, Gail, telling people, oh, that's all right, we're never going to use this for confiscation or whatever it is. Well, they ended up banning that particular type of long gun, and then they went door-to-door for all the people that were registered, and they took the firearms. So, you know, we've had confiscation even here in the United States of America that people don't talk much about.
Right, and I say in my piece, you think it can't happen here. Also look at the unpopular minority of African Americans. They, during the Civil War, slaves weren't allowed to own guns, obviously, so they couldn't rise up against the people who were enslaving them. And that was carried over after the Civil War, when in the South there was a great effort to ban Black Americans from having firearms. Now, Black Americans in the North were able to resist angry mobs because they had access to legal firearm ownership. And unfortunately, in the South, we saw all these lynchings and the oppression by the Ku Klux Klan. And that didn't happen as much in the North because of the firearm issue.
Very good. We appreciate your take. Thanks for coming on the show. And your website, GailTrotter.com, and it's GailTrotter.com. Appreciate your take, and thanks so much. Be well.